Good day, residents of Sabah. This is Island Governor Jonathan Johnson with an update for Wednesday, January the 5th. Sabah has gone from having no active cases to 63 in the past 2 weeks. This is the highest number of active cases we have had since the pandemic began. I have to admit it is concerning, but the numbers worldwide are also very high with this new variant. Let's talk about Sabah's successes. Let us not forget about our high vaccination rate last year and that we are currently able to get the booster shot. Let's talk about the great job the public health department is doing that has allowed them to catch all these cases so far by special measures for incoming persons, contact tracing, and end of quarantine testing. Yes, this means quarantine numbers are high, but it is slowing down the COVID-19 transmission on the island if these contacts end up becoming positive at the end of quarantine. We've implemented strict measures at the beginning of the pandemic, which kept the virus out or contained on the island. Those measures decreased as our on-island situation changed, allowing people to travel freely and have family members and friends visit. With this free movement comes responsibility, especially now with numbers worldwide rising because of this new variant, and the majority of our active cases being persons with travel history. It is so important to follow all safety measures when returning or coming to the island for these reasons. We need to protect each other. In addition to the current on-island measures, it has been decided to extend the daycare, after-school care, and school closures for 1 week. School will therefore reopen on Monday, January the 17th. This will allow for all teachers to prepare for classrooms and care rooms for students to return. We encourage parents to use this time to prepare your children for the measures which will be implemented in the classrooms. Encourage continued enhanced hand hygiene and regular mask wearing, and also discuss with them why it's needed and how it protects them. I want to end by saying, yes, COVID-19 is here to stay. However, COVID is here to stay does not mean that we should not respect establishment's rules or any other safety protocols for that matter. COVID is here to stay does not mean that we should put down our guards individually and not look out for our fellow man. What COVID is here to stay means is that we have to learn to live with it by safely protecting each other and taking personal responsibility. COVID is here to stay will sometimes mean wearing masks and social distancing and getting vaccinated or boosted to protect ourselves, family, and the vulnerable in the community, and not only the elderly, but also our youth, until it is their turn to get vaccinated. Let's not forget that we are in this together. I thank you.